Ugh, I'm so bored.
There's nothing to do.
Tell me about it.
Hey, I know. Let's crank call people in the past.
Huh?
I just got the Crank Prank Time Phone.
Crank Prank, Crank Prank Time Phone.
New from Zazbro, it's Crank Prank Time Phone.
I just dial a random number on the keypad, enter a date and year on the Devilibrator, and...
Wow! Someone from the past is on the line! Hello, is your refrigerator running? Well, then you better go catch it!
Crank, 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 crank time phone.
What?
Hi. It's the year 1973, right? Could I speak with Alcoholic, please?
Crank, crank time phone comes with Devilibrator, antimatter fusion cone, and 30 Blaine HF watt triggers. Warning, crank, crank time phone is for entertainment purposes only. Making anything other than crank calls to the past could affect the present and end your existence. Crank, crank time phone is not intended for use by autos.
What the fuck is this?
R-E-E-F-E-R.
We be touching tones, calling phones. We rip from Craigslist. Systematic prank machine has never been better than this. Feeling fine, dial your line, you don't know what the facts is. Running strong for 20 years, cactus.
Cactus.
This ain't a game, playing on these phones. Roy gets a little boner every time he hears the dial tone. Just like when I see there's a brand new upload. We eat, sleep and listen to the Snowplow Show.
I'm losers, not a work.
My name is Sensei Doug, I happen to know Tai Chi. See you giving snake eyes and we're gonna have a disagreement. Call you morning, night or evening. If we hack your voicemail, we call it an achievement. If you laugh, try your best to conceal it. When the number's disconnected, we know it's a bereavement.
This person is dead.
Shit.
Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA. PLA.
Cactus.
Old man story mode.
Cactus, cactus.
Hi, my name is Roy, I'm calling from the corporate office. Sorry that you're busy, but the problem we got is the server's gone wrong, your sales don't exist. We're gonna need you to go out back.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yes, find the breaker box. One by one we need them switches all flicked off. It's normal if the lights go out in and around the shop. Keep on flicking switches till the phone cuts off. Plunge into darkness, we are the master artists. The tilts are starting, the funny parts. I can hear us laughing, but still make sure they power down every switch in this bitch. Cause a mass confusion for every single department. PLA making every mark, open the fuse compartment.
Boy, you got some balls, mister.
Oh, no. No, I can't do that, sir. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Snowplow Show.
Cactus. Cactus.
R-E-E-F-E-R. Bad news.
You are listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 446, and today is March 6th, 2018. Today's show is sponsored by Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob. Thank you, Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, for being a supporter on our Patreon page. Also, thank you to the new people on Patreon. There's a bunch of people that have signed up that I haven't mentioned yet, such as Joshua S., Matthew H., Atif S., J.T., Gustav Cause, Tommy N., Riley, Neil S., Kyle S., Billy R., Michael G., Nitro Horsey Cat, Glenn F., Gonzo, Sheldon C., Terry R., Podge O.B. Oh my god, these names. Thank you, all of you, for signing up on the Patreon and becoming supporters of the show. All of those people, they're going to get a bunch of free extra shows. I've been putting out so many hobosodes lately. I think I've done 3 hobosodes since the last regular show. Basically, I've been doing one every single day lately. I don't know how much longer I'll keep that up. But if you want a lot of extra shows, sign up over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Let's see, I did a snowplow show on March 3rd. So yeah, it looks like on March 4th, we did a hobosode. It was called Acid Pin. And I remember a guy got pretty upset with me in this one over a damn ink pen on a silent auction.
Are you crazy?
No, it's probably eating through the entire earth. It's probably down at the core by now. Like your signature, like it's
a
your...
A ballpoint pen, just ink. What are you, fucking nuts?
Well, I don't know what you put in it. You put some sort of a crazy acid in there because it's eating. Yep, yep, that guy was not happy to hear that his acid pin was eating through the entire store. Oh yeah, I did a hobosode on the same day as the last episode also, where I called up a thrift store lady that Max Power sent to me and she wasn't too happy with me. I'm too lazy to go find that one though. That was a long episode. That was like 20 minutes long. And then yesterday, on Monday, I did a hobosode where I pretended to be an artificially intelligent robotic bulldozer. And I told this guy that does bulldozer work that I was coming for his job. And he just stayed on the line with me forever, trying to outsmart a robotic bulldozer.
I will be doing all of the bulldozer work. Me and my...
This is the mayor. You can't fire me.
We'll see about that, motherfucker. The robots are coming. The robots are coming for your job.
I tell you what, you self-made son of a bitch. Now, Jeff, knock it off. What do you... Do it.
See, like, all of his friends are laughing at him. He's got me on speakerphone. And I think he threatened to, like, if we started releasing fleets of robotic bulldozers, he was going to come and put shit in the gas tanks. The guy was kind of an asshole. And then also yesterday, I released a new episode of Brad's Cactus Shack. And this one has kind of like a old 80s history of phone pranking that I was involved in, where I was using my TRS-80 color computer too. I have like recordings of this old program that I wrote that I was using to bother Domino's Pizza with in the mid-80s. And I had a robotic voice calling up Domino's and ordering pizzas. And let me scroll through here and see if I can find this.
I would like to order a pizza.
Nice. So unfortunately, there's not an actual phone call of me calling the pizza place, but I do have an old recording of me testing out this software designed to bother the people at Domino's Pizza. It was cutting-edge stuff from 1986, and that show is free. That one's over at notla.com if you want to hear that. The rest of them, you need to go sign up over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Before we get started today, just a few things. Number one, that intro song you heard, that was by Reefer Badness. You remember the Go Cup song guy, right? He did the rap of that diabetic water drinker. That's his brand new song. He just sent that to me last week. And I'm going to have links in the show notes to Reefer Badness's YouTube page and his Bandcamp page if you want to get a copy of that track. Thanks, Reefer Badness, for the new song. Today's show art is worth checking out because it has a Nick Caesar t-shirt design worn by Mike. Mike posted this on the PLA Facebook page, and it's a Sensei Doug Snake Eyes shirt. I think that design's been out for a while, but this is the first time I've seen someone actually buy it and post a picture of themselves wearing it. Thanks for doing that, Mike. I will put a link to Nick Caesar's Spreadshirt product thingy for that if you want to get your very own. Okay, let's get started with the show, but first, here is a quick song by Henrik.
People in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Oh, hi there, little fella.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you know who you could be if I gave you this little hat and a bag to carry over your shoulder?
I could be a laundryman.
No, not a laundryman.
How about Santa Claus?
No, not Santa Claus.
What's wrong with Santa Claus?
There's nothing wrong with Santa Claus.
Don't
but
you like Christmas?
Oh, I love Christmas, but you could be the postman.
A postman? Oh, the postman always brings the mail. Through rain or snow or sleet or hail. I'll work and work the whole day through to get your letter safe to you.
Cause the postman is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
A postman
is a person in your neighborhood. Well, they're the people that you meet
when you're walking down the street.
They're the people that you meet each day.
Here's a request from Steve. He says, hey, Brad, these landlords think they are real badasses, but I think they are just real bullies. Wow, Steve, what did you do? Tell them you're hosting dog fights in your apartment. You have a pile of dead dogs in your apartment and you need cleaning services to come over and clean it up. And he gives me an address and an apartment number range. Okay, Steve, I'm calling this right now.
Good afternoon, management.
Hi, I'm a tenant here and I just have a problem.
Okay, what's that?
It's just that our carpet has a lot of urine in it. Is there any way to get our carpets replaced?
What do you mean it has lots of urine in it?
We do like pit bull dog fighting stuff in our apartment. And they pee a lot on the floors during the fights. And it's just gotten kind of out of hand.
And so the fighting itself doesn't get out of hand, or just the urine itself gets out of hand?
The urine, because there's just a lot of urine when they fight.
Okay. And you're aware that we have a no dog policy?
Oh, no, I'm on 5120 Road.
Yeah, that's our property.
Oh, yeah, we can have dogs.
No, it's a no dog policy.
Oh, well, it's too late now because we've been doing this for a long time now.
What apartment are you in?
Number 4. So there's no way to get the carpet replaced? We have to do it ourselves?
Well, now let me ask you this. Are you continuously doing the pit bull fighting? Because if you are, then if we replace the carpet, isn't it just going to get back to the same problem?
Yeah, but it'll take a while. You know, we shampoo the carpets. Just that after a while, the shampooer stuff just doesn't do much good.
Right. So it just doesn't hold up.
Right.
Now, when you moved in, did you have new carpet?
I think so. I mean, I didn't really pay attention, but...
Okay.
It's just in our living room, mostly. Just, like, that's the main part where they do the fighting.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Chad.
What's your last name?
Chatterson.
Chad Chatterson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are the pit bulls' names?
It does, like, I don't know. We don't really name them. We don't like to get attached to them because a lot of them die.
Oh, right. So I assume you have some blood stains on the carpet as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mostly the urine, though. That's the gross part.
So have you considered calling an outsourced company to have the carpets cleaned?
Yeah, but I just wanted to find out if maybe you guys would replace the carpets, since that's your job.
Not for something that you would actually... Not, I mean, if it's something that... If the tenant already lives there and there's wear and tear on the carpet that's brought on by the tenant itself, then it's actually the tenant's responsibility to keep the carpet up to you know...
Yeah.
In livable condition. Now, obviously, when you move out, your security deposit will cover the cost of the carpet that is either urine stained or blood stained or missing or whatever.
Yep. We'll see about that.
But at the point that you're, I mean, the fact that you're living there, you're kind of responsible for the carpet itself. I mean, it's kind of just wear and tear for the carpet. You
okay. know. Well, you don't have to give me an attitude about it. I was just asking.
No, I'm not giving an attitude. I'm just kind of letting you, not at all. No attitude at all. Just mm-hmm. trying to give you exactly how, you know, after a tenant moves in, depending on exactly, you know, whatever the wear and tear may be, whether or not there's really pit bull fighting or not, it's just typical wear and tear from a tenant.
Are you doubting?
And, you know, a lot of tenants actually do, you know, they'll get, you know, in the spring, they'll get their carpets clean just to, you know, help get the salt or whatever it is off the carpet.
Yep.
But just, you know, basic maintaining of the carpet is kind of a tenant's responsibility.
I think we might just take the carpet out and put down tile or something in the living room.
Yeah. At this point, really, what it comes down to is the fact that you have dogs there, because really, I mean, you are in a no-dog policy.
Yeah, but the dogs don't live here, really. They just stay in crates in the other room.
Well, even so, you're not allowed to have animals on the premises. It's a no-dog policy, regardless of whether they live there or they're temporarily there.
I don't know. I think we have found a loophole.
And dog fighting, honestly, is just against the law anyway, regardless, any way you look at it.
That's just if it's like outside dog fighting. This is inside the apartment, so it's fine.
Why? Well, dog fighting is illegal no matter where it's at, inside, outside.
Yeah, well, they're just pit bulls. They're not like real dogs. It's not like they have feelings or anything.
So pit bulls aren't real dogs now?
I guess. I don't know. I don't care. I just do it for the money.
This is what you do for a living?
Not for a living. It's just kind of like supplemental income.
Oh, and, okay.
It's just
friends
getting together and drinking beers, doing drugs and stuff like that. It's just a good time. We just do it like maybe a couple times a month. That's all.
Okay. Chatterson, let me just ask you this. Who do you live with? Because you have not signed a lease with us. You do not live in our apartment. So I don't know exactly what you're calling for or what this is in regards to, but you're not a tenant of ours because I do not have a binding lease agreement with you.
Yeah, well,
or your pit bulls.
I sublease from
Don't sublet.
Oh, yes, they do, because I pay my rent to this other guy.
Oh, what's the other guy's name?
Carlito.
Yeah. I don't have a lease binding lease agreement with Carlito as well.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe he sublets. I don't know how all this works.
You sublet from a subletter who's already subletting?
Well, I don't know who actually owns the place. I just...
Well, okay, so are you currently living there now? Because I can send somebody over there to come take a look at the carpet and kind of give you an idea or at least a quote.
Well, you already told me you wouldn't do it. So I think we're just going to rip up the carpet and put down tiles or whatever is underneath. We'll just use that. That's probably what we'll do.
You're just going to take the carpet out?
Yeah. Do you guys want the old carpet, or should we just throw it out?
Do you understand that you cannot do any changes to an apartment when you're living there, because technically you don't own it. You're just renting it.
Yeah, well, we'll put carpet back in before we move out, probably.
Oh, you.
But you said, like, our deposit would cover it anyway.
At this point, you are not given permission to remove the carpet.
Okay.
If you want to get somebody in to clean the carpet, that's up to you.
Yeah,
you definitely have
maybe we'll try
come
that.
In
but, you know, we cleaned it already, and it just the urine's really soaked in. It's all crusty
I could imagine. It probably smells horrible. I mean, with the urine and the blood and the sweat and whatever else is on there.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't even pay a deposit to Carlito, so I'm not too worried about it.
So it's more Carlito's problem then.
Yeah, well, Carlito gets money from this too, from the dog fights and.
Oh, okay. So Carlito's in on this as well.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So what is it that you need from me at this point?
Well, I guess nothing, because you're not willing to be helpful. So I guess I don't actually need anything.
No, I'd be willing. Do you want me to look up carpet cleaning companies for you?
Nah, that's cool. I've got Google. I can look on Google.
Okay. I mean, at this point, like, you're basically asking management or maintenance to come in and clean your carpet for an illegal activity that you're having in our apartment. I don't know exactly what are you looking for me to agree to this? I don't understand.
No, and it's not illegal. My cousin is a lawyer.
Dog fighting is illegal.
No, it's definitely not.
Not to mention,
it's a
breach of your contract, because the lease agreement. It's a no-dog policy.
I didn't sign a contract with Carlito. I just give him money every month.
Well, then Carlito is in breach of his contract.
More like a
handshake. Also breaching contract of subletting, because it's also not allowed.
Well, you're just full of rules and stuff, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, all apartment complexes have rules. I mean, it's just the way that it goes. I mean, everybody's got to follow suit here.
Yeah.
Can't let one person have dog fighting and not the next person, you know?
But we're quiet. We don't bother anyone, so it's fine.
So when does the dog fighting happen, then? How is it quiet?
Oh, it's not like super late at night. It's not like all night or anything. So it doesn't bother the neighbors.
Nobody hears it? Nobody hears the dying dogs?
Well, the neighbors on one side of us, they come over and hang out. So they don't care.
Oh. Okay.
The ones
so
on the other side.
Do you charge them like an admin fee to watch it? Or,
no, it's not
or
a fee.
Are they just betting on it?
It's not a fee. We're not a business. It's more like just bets and stuff. People placing bets.
So it's just like pure entertainment.
Yeah, that's all. It's just all in good fun.
Where do you get your dogs at?
Just, you know, animal shelters, Craigslist, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
No big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. I mean, it's, you know, these dogs, you know, it's basically a form of torture for these dogs.
No, they're just dogs. They're not people. I'd invite you to come and watch, but it sounds
Well, according to you, pit bulls aren't even dogs. They don't even fall into the dog category.
Yeah, well, they don't even they don't have feelings or conscience or anything.
No. Oh, they don't?
No. They're just dogs. They're not people.
Oh, well, I disagree with that. I think dogs have feelings.
Yeah, you sound like you'd be a real bummer to hang out with, so I'm not inviting you to the dog fights.
Well, I don't want to come to your dog fight, and quite honestly, I don't want you having dog fights at my property.
Well, it's not your property. It's probably some man's property.
Some man's property?
Probably. I mean, come on.
Why do you say that? A woman couldn't own it?
I doubt it. Like, what are you, just a secretary?
Oh, Chad, come on.
You're just the secretary and sandwich maker.
Sandwich maker. What are you calling me for? But is there something you need from me?
Yeah, I wanted to find out if you replaced the carpet.
You're not a tenant in my building. You do not have dog fights. Are you just here to waste my time? I don't know what you want from me.
I just wanted you to replace the carpets, but you said no, and I don't know why we're still talking.
It's not going to happen. You don't live in one of my properties.
I technically live there. I stay on the couch. But we keep the couch in the kitchen because the living room is just for dog fights.
And what, you're just sick and tired of smelling the urine smell?
Yeah, it's kind of gross. I have to keep the windows open.
What does your apartment look like? What color are the walls?
Well, this is just getting weird now. Look, I'm taken, okay? I'm not available. I don't know why you're trying to get to know me.
I'm asking you what color your walls are. I didn't ask you anything. I asked you what color the walls of your apartment are.
Yep. Not interested. Sorry. It's nothing personal.
I have a girlfriend. Is that personal for you?
Yep.
Okay. You're married?
Oh, no, nothing like that. No, I don't believe in marriage. I belong to a sovereign nation, and we don't believe in marriage.
Okay. So who took you then?
No, it's just my girlfriend, that's all.
Oh,
I gotcha. It's a solid relationship.
But you have no intentions of marrying her?
Correct, no.
I gotcha.
That's dumb.
Okay, well, Chad, I got to go. I got to run because I'm quite busy here.
Thank
but,
God.
I'm
so tired of talking
again,
to you.
Again, if you're interested in getting your carpets clean, just go ahead and call an outside carpet company, and they'll come in and they'll, you know, like I said, most tenants will actually have them cleaned in the spring.
Yeah,
better
we're just going to rip the carpets out.
Where you can open the windows and get some fresh air to dry it.
We're just going to put tiles down.
I would highly
down.
Suggest you put the pit bulls away before they come, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Don't tell me how to do my job.
Okay, no problem. No, don't tell me how to do mine, then.
Okay. Sandwich
Thanks
maker.
Much. Okay, thank you much.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
That was weird. I fucked it all up by saying Chad Chatterson. Why did I say Chatterson? She completely knew it was a prank from the beginning. I'm sorry, Steve. I messed that up a little bit, but it was still fun. I enjoyed talking to her, even though she just kept trying to hook up with me the whole time. Let's see. I've got an interesting submission from Free Chemo here, but this guy won't answer his phone. I'll keep trying, though, Free Chemo. Here's some trailer parks from Freak Show, the Freak Show Telephone Company. He gives me a list of trailer parks near the city where he lives, I think, and surrounding area. He points out which ones are the shady ones. And it's a list of, I don't know, 10 or 15. Maybe this rest of the show is going to be trailer parks. All because of Freak Show. I was trying to get a bunch of requests done, but nope. It's just going to be this list now. Maybe if these people answer. And I still have my list of ideas from the live show here. So I guess I could just try all these ideas that I never got around to.
Thank you, Tom. This care can help you.
Hey, I'm a tenant here at the trailer at the mobile home park.
Okay.
And I just needed to ask a question.
Sure, I can help you out.
I just needed to let you know something. I'm going to be parking a boarded-up school bus next to my trailer. Just for most of the year, that's all.
Okay. What? How big is it? Because we can't have commercial-sized vehicles.
Oh, well, it doesn't even run. It doesn't run. We're just using it kind of like to store things in.
Right. That's yeah. We can't have outside storage like that, though.
Yeah, but it's just a school bus. It's not really storage. It's more like a school bus. It's got tires on it and everything.
Yeah. I mean, but if it doesn't run and it's not licensed, it's not legal to have at your home site.
Well, it's not legal to put on the road if it's not licensed. We're bringing it over on a tow truck.
Right, that's what I'm saying, though. If it's not legally licensed to drive, it's not allowed to be parked in the parking lot or your driveway.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't really look like a school bus. The windows are all boarded up. Like, instead of windows, it's got plywood boarded up over them.
Right.
So it's fine.
I mean,
it's not a big deal.
I'll be honest with you. It's probably going to be a violation if it's parked there.
Yeah. Well, how much will that cost me? Will the violation be cheaper than renting a storage locker?
Probably not, because, I mean, it could lead to, you know, a 30-day notice if it isn't cleared out.
Okay.
You know, it's just something we don't allow stuff like that to be stored at the home site.
So it's a better deal.
You could rent a spot in the RV lot if there's a spot.
No, I already got room, like, here next to my trailer. I'm just going to put it next to my trailer.
Okay,
I'll put a tarp over it.
What's that?
I'll put a tarp over it so it'll look good.
Well, I mean, honestly, I'm the area manager for the properties, and we don't allow that kind of stuff to be parked or stored or put next to homes in the community.
Yeah, well, I've got to cover up the back of my trailer. I'm going to park it, like, right along the back because I took all the siding off and sold it for scrap metal.
Okay.
So, you know,
what's your site? What's your address?
It'll actually look better. I'm 52.
52.
Yep.
Lot number 52?
I think so, yeah. Yep.
What's your name?
Roy.
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, if I look at it, I mean, if I take pictures of it and it doesn't fly at corporate, then, I mean, they'd start giving violations and up to a 30-day notice if it isn't removed. You know, so, I mean, it just doesn't sound like something that would be approved in the community.
I'll paint it green or something so it looks like grass. It'll look nice.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that's going to fly, though.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see
if
it'll
this?
Fly. This is Roy. I already told you.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to... Are you serious, or is this...
Oh, yeah, of course I'm serious. I wouldn't joke.
Okay, well, you'd be surprised what people will say and do.
Yep, I know. I live here, so I know. I see all the.
Well, I'm
the
just
craziness.
Letting you know. I mean, if it's an eyesore and if it's not fitting into the community rules, then I would have to start giving violations, and it could lead to a 30-day notice.
I could build a 12-foot privacy wall around it out of cinder blocks because I have a friend that's in construction. They just tore down a building, and I've got a bunch of cinder blocks. Now he's gonna bring those over.
I mean, it's just. Hold on a second.
Yeah, but I'll just put the cinder blocks around the bus, and you won't be able to see it. It'll be like it's not even there.
Sorry, can I put you on hold just for a second?
I guess.
Thanks.
Whoa. So this is I Regret Jumping's idea. Ask for an empty lot you can park your boarded up school bus on. It's not going well, I Regret Jumping. That doesn't seem to be allowed.
Good afternoon, this is Cricket. How can I help you?
Hey, who's this? I don't know why I got transferred. What happened?
This is Cricket. What can I do for you?
I don't know. Well, who are you? Like, who are you with?
I'm with Manor. I'm the sales and leasing manager. What can I do for you?
Okay, well, first of all, you can leave your attitude at the door. Because I don't know why you
have an attitude. Well, what can I do for you, sir?
Yeah, you just said that with an attitude. I was telling that other guy that I was going to park my boarded up school bus next to my trailer, and I don't know why he transferred me. I think we had it all sorted out. We don't really need a woman getting involved.
Oh, and what trailer are you in?
52.
52.
Yep.
And who's on the lease?
What? Can you speak into the phone? I think you're holding your phone upside down. I can barely hear you.
No, I'm holding it by my mouth. Who's on the lease?
Well, now you are. Like, before, you were, like, really quiet. Like, you forgot how to use
the
phone. Sir,
what can I do for you? You seem very agitated.
Well, no, everything's fine. I don't know why he didn't tell me he was transferring me. He just told me to hold on for a second. But
okay.
Yeah, everything's,
well, so you're talking about William Harp's home. Bill's home?
Yeah, that's my roommate.
William Harp is your roommate?
Yeah, well, it sounds cooler than calling him my uncle, but you know.
Okay, well, you cannot have a bus parked by the home.
It's not really a bus because it's got plywood on the windows. It's not like, it doesn't even run. There's no engine in it.
Yeah, if there's no engine, sir, you can't park it here. That's why you were transferred to me.
Okay, well, we're not even going to use it as a bus. It's more like we're just going to store things in it.
Yeah, it's not acceptable. You cannot do it. It will be towed away.
Well, I disagree with that. It's on the way. Like it's.
Are you on the lease for Mr. Harp? That's my question.
Oh, I don't know. I just pay him rent. He takes care of the rent stuff and all the paperwork
okay.
and
well,
stuff.
Well, if I find the bus there, I will give you a 30-day notice.
A notice to what?
To be evicted from the property.
Oh, no, you can't do that because I live there.
Doesn't matter. I can do that.
No, you
so
can't.
So please do not park that bus there.
I'm parking the bus there. Like, I already explained this to him.
Well, then I will have it towed. I'm sorry. That is our job.
Look, I tore off the aluminum from the side of the trailer on the backside. I tore all of it off, and I sold it for scrap metal. So I'm going to put the bus there to cover up the big gaping hole on the backside of the trailer.
You cannot put the bus on our property. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it is against our park rules.
The back of the trailer looks like shit, so the bus will make it look better. The boarded up school bus.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. You know what you're talking about.
Okay. Okay, you have a great day, but do not park it there. It will be towed.
Oh, yes, it will. It'll be there tonight. Well, she was a lot more fun than that first guy. Oh, I thought Freak Show was providing me with trailer numbers, but I think the trailer numbers are actually reviews from Google, because it's just a number in parentheses. So that number I gave him, 52 or whatever, that was just luck. Or is that what that is? I'm so confused. Maybe those are trailer numbers. I don't know. I'll just use them, and we'll see what happens. Hey, I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Okay.
I just needed to let you know I'm going to be putting up giant floodlights on top of my trailer.
On top of your trailer?
Yes, like pointing straight up at the sky. They're going to be pointing kind of like angled out around all the edges, and then straight up at the sky. They're super high-powered, high-energy floodlights, and I'm going to leave them on all night. They're basically going to turn the trailer park in. It's going to make it look like daytime all night.
Sorry, what trailer are you at?
I'm in 16.
You're in what?
16.
16.
Yes.
You do not live in our park.
Yes, I do.
Huh?
Yes, I do. Why, what?
Not in mobile home park.
Yeah. Why do you say I don't?
Because we don't have a trailer 16.
Do you have 15?
No.
It looks like you do.
Nope.
That's weird. I'm 61 Highway.
Yeah, but we don't have a trailer. What's your name?
This is Roy.
Roy what?
Yep. I'm roommates with William, so I just pay my rent to him, so I wouldn't be on the lease.
Yeah, William who?
Right. And he's lived here for over a year.
Right, so you don't live in here.
Yes, I do. What are you talking about? I don't live here. Wow. That was rude. I was trying to look that one up on White Pages, and I couldn't do it quickly enough. But yeah, I see it now. Their trailer numbers are like 521, 131. Some of them have letters on them. Okay, crap. I'll just try and look these up beforehand. Hello, I am a tenant here, and I needed to let you know about something.
Okay, what lot?
I'm on, what lot? It's 137.
137?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you need to let me know?
Why do you sound doubtful about the 137 thing?
I'm trying to figure out what trailer you're in. You're saying you're in 137.
Yeah, 137. What's the problem?
The problem is nobody's in 137, so why are you asking? You're saying you're living in 137.
Well, I have squatter's rights, that's why.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, fuck off.
Hey. This isn't going well, freak show. I'm fucking up everything.
Yes.
Hi, I'm a tenant here, and I needed to let you know about something.
What's that?
I'm going to be putting lights up on top of my trailer, like high-powered lighting system, like floodlights, but even more powerful.
Why?
It's basically going to turn the trailer park into daytime all night. It's just going to be bright outside.
No, I don't think so.
It's going to be like basically sunlight out there.
No.
The lights will reflect off of the clouds and the trees and everything, and it'll come back down, and it'll be like daytime.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
I've already started installing them, so I can't really stop at this point.
Well, I think you can.
Well, I don't want to, though. I've spent a lot of money on these.
Well, we'll take care of it some other way, then.
Well, I don't think you'll be even able to tell which trailer it's coming from, because it's going to be so bright.
We'll see.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's going to be so bright that you won't be able to tell where it's coming from. It's going to be everywhere.
We'll see.
We will see, all night, because it's going to be like daylight.
Thank you.
What are you being a jerk about this for? I'm just letting you know. Well, your idea isn't working, Tim Riggy. I blame you for this.
Thanks for calling. Your States. This is Sam. May I help you?
Hello. I'm a tenant here. This is Roy. I just needed to let you know about something.
About what?
This coming weekend, on Saturday, there's going to be a large gathering around my trailer. There's going to be some cameras and stuff, news cameras, a lot of spectators, stuff like that.
Just 1 second. Let me transfer it to Chelsea, who write down these things.
Can't you write it down?
Because I don't know anything about it.
I know. I'm telling you about it, so you can write it down.
I know. Thank you. But I don't know what's the procedure on this. So she's the one. She's the manager. So
okay.
Let me just thank you for holding.
Sure.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hey, Chelsea.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'm a tenant here, and I needed to let you know that on Saturday, this coming Saturday, there's going to be a large gathering around my trailer. There's going to be some news cameras. There's going to be a lot of spectators and stuff. Lots of families.
What lot number is this?
Families and kids and stuff. I'm in 164.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine. Just make sure that the road's not blocked for parking-wise or that they're not parking in any other tenants' yards.
Oh, I can't guarantee anything because it's going to be a large crowd. I think the roads are going to be very congested during those few hours.
Okay, yeah. Just make sure that they can still have a path to get through for people because we can't block off any roads.
Yeah, I don't have really any control over what all the spectators are going to do. Like, there could be hundreds showing up. Hundreds and...
What's it in regards to?
I'm a magician in my off hours, and I'm doing this David Blaine type stunt. I'm going to be making my trailer fly. It's going to levitate approximately 50 feet above the trailer park.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Am I on speaker now?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet.
I was just kind of confused on, you said you're a magician and you're going to make your trailer float?
Yeah, it's gonna hover approximately 40 to 50 feet above the trailer park. It's going to slowly rise and it'll be up to about 50 feet.
Okay, and you said that there's going to be a news crew coming over and there's going to be hundreds of people, correct?
Yeah, oh, now I'm on speakerphone.
Yeah, hi, this is Gwen.
Hey, Gwen.
Well, I mean, you know your trailer is secured, right, to the ground?
Yeah, but I know what I'm doing. I'm a magician. I'm an illusionist. The trailer, it, you may think it's secured to the ground, but it's going to be floating 40 to 50 feet in the air.
When is this happening?
On Saturday at 1 p.m. It's going to make national headlines. It's going to put me on the map. And I'm going to join the leagues of, just famous magicians.
Are we allowed to come?
Yeah, yeah, everyone's allowed to come. I want as many people there as possible.
What lot is this?
If you look in today's newspaper, like for the rest of the week, I've put ads in the paper. It's like in, like, half-page ads.
Okay.
Okay, the owner's in a meeting right now, so I have to make sure with him. I mean, normally if somebody has a party at their house or something, we just make sure that, you know, you're not blocking other people's driveways and, you know, and causing an issue for traffic and the stuff. So, but this, I have to say, is unusual. I've never heard this before, but
yep.
It's not really have to be there.
It's not really a party, though. It's more like a public spectacle.
Yeah, and, well, I'm not positive about how we can do that.
Yeah,
so,
I can't really control what the public does. You know, I just put the half-page ads in the paper all week. It's not my fault that they all show up.
Well, what's the ad say? I mean, what's the name on the ad?
Oh, it's on the ad. It's Roy Gerbel. That's my stage name when I'm doing my magician stuff. But yeah, it's a big ad. It says a trailer is going to float 50 feet into the air. The military is going to be here to confirm that it's actually up there. Like scientists and stuff, and the three different news crews are going to be here, like the network news.
Cool.
We put out a full press release and everything.
I think I got a newspaper. I'm going to go look that up.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your first name? I'm sorry.
Roy Gerbel.
Roy.
Number 164.
Okay, and what's your phone number, Roy? If Mike wants to speak to you about this.
810-420-6969.
Okay. Well, I have to say, I have never heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, no one's ever done this before. It's a first.
Yeah. Well, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember last year I made my trailer disappear, but that was.
Do you own it, or are you renting it from us?
Well, I'm subletting from Ed.
Ed Leek?
Yeah, yep.
Are you his son?
Nephew.
Nephew?
Yep.
Huh.
So, but yeah, this is totally safe. As far as I know, it's going to be 40 or 50 feet up in the air. I may make it hover, like, side to side a little bit, so it'll be over other trailers. But I can't really tell you how I do it, because a magician never reveals his tricks.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, do you have insurance?
I don't think magicians are required to get insurance.
Well, if you're going to hover something over someone else's home, then you better be able to say if there's any issues, then you can take care of it. But
I think it's all going to go flawlessly. I don't foresee any problems at all, other than major traffic congestion. You may want to send out a notice and tell everyone not to expect to be able to get out of the gate on Saturday.
Okay.
Just around, 1 p.m., that's when the big event takes place.
All right, well, like I said, I'll talk to the owner, and then if there's an issue with it, we'll let you know.
Okay. Well, it's not like I can go back on it at this point. I've already put out the ads, did a press release. Like, the people are going to show up whether I do it or not, so I may as well just do it.
All righty.
It's happening. There's not much you can
okay.
do.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting us know.
Yep. What's the owner doing that's so important right now?
He's in a meeting.
What kind of a meeting? Who with?
I mean, just people he does business with.
He's not just pretending to be in a meeting? He's not actually there?
No, he's actually here in a meeting.
So he's listening?
No. No, we're not in his office. He's got people in his office.
How many people?
Besides himself, three.
What's the meeting about?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
All righty. We'll let you know.
Would it be okay if I hovered other trailers too, or can I only do my own?
I'm not even sure you can do your own, but...
Oh, I can definitely do it.
You definitely could not do someone else's.
Yeah, we'll see. It depends on the crowd reaction. Like, if they're cheering me on and saying, do another, I may do the neighbors.
All right. Well, I'll let them know.
No promises. Who's that?
Okay, thanks, bye.
Who's that? Who is that? Who is that talking? Is that the owner?
No, it's not. It's just another employee.
Oh, okay. He was awfully quiet. He was just, like, sitting around.
He's telling me I have a call on hold, so...
He was just sitting there like a creep, listening.
All right.
Like a fucking creep.
We got all we need to know, thanks.
All right. Ah, that hurt. Ow, Jesus. Let's turn on the dial tone, just in case... Just in case they tried to pick up that other call. Well, that was fun. I had an audience of at least three people there. Basically, I had a bigger audience than the owner, so my meeting was more important than his meeting. That was an idea of Henrik's. Thank you, Henrik, for that one. He posted that in the Mixler room the other day when I was doing a live show. He said, be a magician, try to make your trailer fly. But nah, I'm just going to make it hover. No need to show off, you know? Just make it hover from side to side over the neighbor's trailers.
Hello.
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the City Planning Department here in...
Okay.
And
what can I do for you?
I just needed to let you know there's another trailer park. They're going to be building a trailer park directly below your trailer park. And it's just been approved, and it's going to start construction this summer.
Okay. What do you mean below us? What are you talking?
Like, basically underground. It's going to be an underground trailer park, and it's going to be directly below your property.
An underground trailer park below our property?
Yeah, it's a new thing we're doing. We're doubling up on property taxes by, your property line only extends so far underground. So they're going to be going below that property line and building their own trailer park. It's going to be the exact same size as yours. It's just going to be directly below yours.
Wow, I've never heard of that before. That's something unique, I guess.
I've never heard
of that.
Yep. So
I need to let my company know. I'm just the manager here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to let my bosses know. Now, all right, hold on just a second. Let me, if I can, get your number.
Sure.
In case he has any questions or whatnot, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem. It's 810.
Yep.
420-6969.
Okay. And any extension or anything?
No, it's just a direct line. They are going to put some skylights at random places around your trailer park, like just to let some of the sunlight in. Because if there's no sunlight, it's kind of like a health issue.
Skylights.
Yes.
Wow.
Skylights in
underground.
Skylights in the ground. They'll be above ground for you, but skylights, you'll be able to like walk on top of them, and you can look down into the trailer park. It's below your trailer park.
Wow, that's just amazing. I've never heard anything like that before in my life.
Yeah, it's only going to take them 2 years to construct the whole thing. They just got to move out
two
all
years.
That dirt. They're going to be starting this summer, this June.
In June?
Yep.
Okay, I'll definitely have to talk to the boss and let him know. Okay, now is this a direct line to you?
Yeah, yep. It's the planning department, so if I'm not here, someone else will pick up.
Planning department in your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
Steve, I'm sorry, it was cutting in and out.
Oh, Steve Dave.
Steve Dave's.
Yep.
Okay, I'll talk to him and let him know, okay? Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you may have to move your entrance, too, like the entrance where people come in.
My boss is definitely going to have to talk to you, so I'll give him the information now. He'll probably be giving you a call tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. The entrance is going to be like normally it'll work as your entrance, but sometimes there'll be like a hydraulic door that moves up so people that live below your trailer park can get in. It'll be like that staircase.
Wow.
The staircase in the Munsters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've just never heard of this before in my life. Wow, this is kind of getting technical on us. Okay.
Yeah, it's a
new
thing.
I'll definitely give him the information, and I'll have him give you a call, okay? Because I'm sure you guys are going to have to get some things worked out or whatnot.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for the call.
No problem. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye now.
Goodbye. Well, that's nice that he believed every single word I said. That was an idea from Cisco Kid. He actually said to say that I'm building my own trailer park under their trailer park at half the cost of the rent. Oh, that's what I should have said. I should have said, we're going to steal all of your tenants because the rent's going to be so cheap down there. So that guy completely believes that there's going to be skylights all throughout his trailer park looking down into a trailer park under the ground. And there's going to be a hydraulic door at the entrance of their trailer park to let people in and out. And he's going to be calling up the owners. Oh my God, guess what? You're never going to believe this. It's the craziest thing. The owners are going to call him stupid, unless they believe it too. Maybe they'll just believe it. Maybe they'll all believe it. They'll be calling up the city. Hey, look at this. Freak Show has started putting trailer park numbers on here for me. Or I guess just on a few of them. Oh wait, maybe that's the trailer park number of the office.
Hello.
Hey there, I'm a tenant here and I have a question.
Okay, and what lot number are you at?
43.
Okay, what can I do for you?
We're just going to be moving our trailer. We're going to get rid of it, and we're going to get rid of the foundation, and we're going to put tents down.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, we're just trying to reduce our carbon footprint. That's all. We're just trying to reduce our carbon footprint, and it'll help to have tents down instead of a trailer.
That's not going to happen. We don't allow any tents here.
Oh, we've already made arrangements for this. We've sold the trailer. The guy's coming to pick it up today.
Lot 43?
Yeah.
Well, I know who lives at Lot 43, and you're not the guy I'm talking to.
Well, is it Heidi?
No. I don't know anybody by the name. Heidi who?
Yeah. It's one of my roommates. I just sublease, that's all.
I don't know anything about this, so you definitely have to come clear with the office if you're moving out of mobile home today.
Okay, well, it's too late. I mean, he's on the way, but we're going to be putting a tent down.
Well, I'll be over there, okay? Thank you.
It's a large thermal tent. Crap, maybe I should have gone with the number that Freak Show gave me. I was just looking on White Pages. That was Hayes' idea. I did that the other day on the show, but I don't think it really went anywhere, and that didn't really go anywhere either.
Good afternoon. This is... Can I help you?
Hey there. I'm a tenant, and I needed to let you know that Royco Construction, they're going to be here today to raise our foundation up about 4 feet off the ground. So
Where are you located?
I'm here in the trailer park. I'm in number 41.
Hold on a minute. I'm trying to pull you up here.
Okay.
What trailer park are you into?
The one I'm calling on highway.
And you live there at?
Yeah, I just sublease.
You sublease lot 41, you said?
Correct.
We don't have a 41.
No, it's 3075. I thought you meant the serial number on the trailer.
No, sir. I need to know what lot number, the address for the trailer.
Oh. Yes, 3075.
And what is your name, sir?
Roy.
Roy Cook.
Uh-huh.
You have the wrong trailer park, I believe, because we don't have 307.
Why'd you say Roy Cook? Why'd you say Roy Cook?
Well, you said Roy Cook Construction was coming there.
Oh, no, Royco. No, okay. I'm not related to them. It's just a company, that's all.
And what is your last name, Roy?
Zurbel.
Spell that.
No, I refuse.
Okay, so what are you calling me for, sir?
I'm just letting you know I'm going to be raising my trailer up by about 4 feet. They're going to build the foundation.
You're not going to do that. Not at that park. Yes. We don't believe in putting foundations underneath trailers, and you're not going to raise a trailer 4 feet.
Well, it's not
so
really
what is your meaning
not,
for calling?
It's not really a foundation. It's just going to be bricks, and we're going to raise it up. We're going to, you know, just put it around the bottom of the trailer.
And hold on. I'm going to let you talk to the head maintenance man, and you can get the okay from him.
No,
hold
I
on.
Don't want to talk to him. He's an asshole.
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
This is Mike. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Mike. I don't know why she wants me to talk to you. It's not like you have any authority. You're just the maintenance guy.
Yeah, well, what's going on? What do you need?
I don't need anything. I was calling to let her know that the construction company is coming over today. They're going to raise the foundation of my trailer up 4 feet.
Where are you at? Are you at?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't need permission. I was just calling to let you know, so you knew what was going on with the construction vehicles.
What'd you say your name was?
Roy.
Oh, we're at D1?
Huh?
What lot number do you live in?
I'm in D1.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's me.
With Donna?
Yep, me and Donna.
Yeah. Yeah, I know
going
you.
At it.
I don't know.
But yeah,
I don't know if they'll do it. I don't know if they'll do it for you.
No. Oh no, they're definitely doing it for us. I hired them. It's Royco Construction. You've seen their commercials on TV.
I'll let you talk back with the manager.
No, I don't really want to. I'm not calling to ask permission. I'm just.
Okay. Nope. That's not allowed.
No, it's happening. They're already on the way. They're bringing over a load of cinder blocks, and they're gonna build a foundation, and we're gonna set the trailer on top of it and put stairs up to the door.
Well, that's not allowed, so you're probably gonna get in some trouble over that one.
I don't think so. There's no rule about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you call the property owner? You want that phone number?
Oh yeah, that sounds fun.
That would and ask for Christina. She will explain to you why you cannot do this.
Oh, I'll explain to her why I can.
Okay, you can do that. I'm not arguing with you. I that's
sounds like
your choice to talk to her that way, but not me. 1586-3-2.
1586.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to put a 1 in it. It's 2018. We don't dial ones anymore when we dial long
distance. Well, you're just a little smart tail, aren't you? Well, you are just a piece of work. Holy
I'm
cow,
just,
it is.
I'm just saying.
Area code 586.
Mm-hmm.
3-2. Her name is Christina. She's the general manager. She will assist you in this, I'm sure.
Okay, Miss Attitude.
You're great. Have a good day.
All right, let's call Christina.
Management, how can I help you?
Hi, is this Christina?
No, this is Brooke.
Oh, is Christina around?
I will look for you. May I ask who's calling?
This is Mike from the mobile home park.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Sir, she is on another call. Can I have her call you back?
I guess so. or could you just let her know that we were building up the foundation of one of the trailers here?
Mm-hmm.
We were putting up cinder blocks and raised the trailer about 4 feet into the air.
Okay.
Because the tenant, Donna, that's what she wanted.
Okay.
And the trailer accidentally fell over onto the trailer next door.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Let me try and get her, okay?
Hold on okay, sure. That'll get her on the phone.
Thank you for calling. This is Christina. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Christina. This is Mike. I'm the maintenance guy over here at Mobile Home Park.
You're who?
Mike.
Mike who?
Yeah, I'm the maintenance person here.
What? Mike who?
Yeah, I'm like the maintenance assistant. I'm not the Mike. The other Mike's the Mike.
I don't know who you are, and I'm the general manager. So if you're telling me you work for me, what is your last name?
Okay, my last name is Hu. It's H-U. It's Asian.
Okay.
I thought you knew because you kept saying Hu.
No, do you live in...
Yeah. I'm not on the payroll, per se. I'm mainly okay. Work for, like, bartering type stuff. But we were raising up one of the trailers, Donna's trailer, D1. We were raising it up on cinder blocks about 4 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wanted it to be higher up, and we were going to put a deck and stairs.
You can't just raise a home up.
Well, we know that now, because the trailer fell off of the cinder blocks and landed on the trailer next door.
You're joking, right?
No. No.
You're not joking? Hello?
No, I'm not. It's just...
This is not funny. Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here. Just the way
you said it
was.
All right, you hold on 1 second, okay?
All right.
What lot is Donna?
D1.
I'm sorry?
D? D, like W? 1.
Uh-huh. Why is this funny?
Just the way you were asking. I'm sorry, I'm a little high right now.
This is a joke. You are absolutely joking, right?
I wouldn't joke about something like this.
You wouldn't joke, but you're going to tell me that you're high and that's why you're acting like that way? Hold on, okay? Hold on.
I'm sorry, I can't help it, you guys. Something about Christina just makes me laugh. I can't help it. I've been on hold forever, by the way. This call is 9 minutes long now. I'm sure I'm going to edit it all out. I've been just sitting here reading news and looking at YouTube and stuff, waiting for them to pick up the phone.
D1, right?
Yep, that's it. Donna.
Okay, hold on.
Why? What are you doing? You know she's on the phone at the trailer park now, making sure that this isn't real. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Christina. What's happening? Like, why do I keep getting put on hold? Been on hold forever.
Just, you know, we'll set someone to check it out, okay?
Okay, well, I'm just, you know, you don't have to have an attitude with me about it. I was just letting you know.
Uh-huh. So what's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Just look on your caller
ID. I don't have caller ID.
Why not? It's 2018. Everyone should have caller ID at this point. I mean, caller ID's been around for like 30 years or something. You don't have caller ID?
You're very disrespectful.
Well, just call Mike. Mike knows how to reach me. Call the other Mike. You know, Mike number one, we call him.
I hope you have a very great, wonderful day.
Well, it's not
that
wonderful.
And when you want to play a prank on somebody, don't let it be me again, okay?
Well, it's not a prank.
Have a great day.
It's not a good day because the trailer fell. Well, she was not happy about the prank. Clearly, she talked to the trailer park and figured it out. That was one of Apocalypse's ideas, sort of. Like, I started reading it as they picked up, and he's like, have Royco Construction move our trailer by 4 feet. But he meant to the side. I was thinking like up 4 feet into the air, but he's like 4 feet to the side so we can have our driveway widened. And when they were moving it, they crashed my trailer into two of my neighbor's trailers. Oops. Maybe I should do that prank too. You know, it's that first lady's fault for giving me Christina's number.
This is Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. I'm a tenant here. And I needed to let you know about something.
Okay, what site are you from?
Well, I'm basically not in any site now because I had my trailer moved last night. We moved it kind of off to the side over here by the trees because I was sick of my loud neighbors.
You can't just move a trailer.
Well, that's what we did, and the problem is mainly that we don't have electricity over here. So is there any way we could get, like, an electrical mm-hmm. hookup over here?
What site were you?
I don't even remember now. That's all in the past. But like,
no, it's not in the past. I need to know where you're at, where you moved the trailer to, so I can come to that site right now.
Well, I'm not there anymore. I'm kind of behind. You know the light blue trailer.
Light blue trailer. What road?
Oh man, I don't know. Like, just drive around until you see it. It's like in the backyard of three other trailers. We moved it up along the side and around to the back by the trees.
Carrie, we have a problem. Somebody moved their trailer last night in the middle of the night. Literally moved their trailer, and I think I know where it's at. They're by that house. Where did you move it to?
By the trees.
Well, there's lots of trees. I mean, you gotta give me, what road are you on right now?
Cherry, maybe? I don't know. I'm not used to this side of the park. I'm not used to the side of the park.
We got to go find a fucking trailer. Okay, I'll come and find you.
Hey, don't curse at me. I'm a Christian.
Follow you. What are we looking for?
No one's cussing at you.
You just cussed at me.
And you can't. No, I didn't. I was talking to my maintenance men.
Yeah, but
I
heard it.
You can't just move a trailer. That's illegal. You just did it illegally.
It's not illegal.
You know that? Without a permit and move. It is illegal. You can't just move a trailer.
Well, we did move the trailer. Yes. It's not illegal. You're just being a stick in the mud.
No, I'm not being a stick in the mud. You can't move a trailer off my property and just think you can move it anywhere that I'm going to hook up electricity to it.
It's not off your property.
You have to get prior approval and permits.
It's still on your property.
You don't understand the severity of this.
It's not a big
deal. It doesn't matter. You still can't. It is illegal.
You're making a big deal out of it.
No, like, I'm not making a big deal out of it. You ended up moving a trailer without my permission. Is what you did.
Well, I'm still going to pay rent and everything. I just think I deserve electricity, you know?
No, you can't. No, you can't just move a trailer.
What's that noise?
It's just me to hook up electricity to... I'm in my vehicle. That's the noise.
Yeah. Oh, where are you going? Where are you going?
Somebody moved the trailer.
I don't need to tell you where my every move.
Well, I was just curious. I was just making conversation. I've got like an orange extension cord though, at the neighbor's house.
Absolutely not. Your trailer needs to go back to where it was.
No, because he's loud. Do you know Ray? Ray's loud. He's loud at nighttime, and I couldn't sleep, so I was sick of it. But this person.
What lot did you used to pay rent on?
I don't.
You just did it without permission. That's my problem. Is you have to have a permit. These aren't just movable trailers. You hook up anything to and just move it.
You're just on.
You can't do that in our bylaws. No, in our bylaws it says you cannot move a trailer without the manager's permission.
It's not a big deal.
Or the park's approval, first of all.
It's not a big deal. You're just on a power trip.
No, I'm not. It's a $10,000 fine. Do you think I want that?
I don't have $10,000. I'm not going to pay that.
Exactly. Exactly. So if I get this bill, you are going to pay that because you just moved a trailer illegally.
Oh, nobody's
sure
going to...
Somebody moved a trailer and they're not falling.
Tell that guy to shut
the fuck
up.
There's an extension cord attached to another...
What's that noise?
Excuse me? You're going to talk to my...
What? You were.
How can you miss somebody moving the trailer?
How I talk to my people is differently than what you need to talk to them. So where are you at?
Well, if you can say the fucking word to them, I can't.
Right now, and you're not.
Yeah, I don't know if it's.
Also, Christian, you're gonna cuss at me. I mean,
well, you've just got me upset because you're on a big power trip and you're making a big deal out of nothing. Oh my God! Turn that thing off.
It's a $10,000 fine.
Tell him to put on his fucking seatbelt. That
Excuse
noise.
Me, don't talk to me like that. That is my car and I don't have my fucking seatbelt on, so don't talk to me like
that.
Well,
put it on. It's not safe. Put it on. And it's irritating, that noise it makes.
Well, then you don't have to listen to it.
Well, I do if we're on the phone. You're making a big deal out of nothing.
It is a $10,000 fine, and yes, you do need my permission to move any trailer in this home.
Well, it's
too late.
What
color is your trailer?
I did it. It's like cream colored. You'll see it. It's right by the trees.
Yeah, he moved it on a different lot, is what he says.
I think, is he sure he got the right person?
What is your name?
This is Roy. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Everything's where it used to be.
His name is Roy. I don't have anybody in my park named Roy.
Yeah, it's almost as if this is just a prank call and I'm just messing with you.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. Oh my god, turn that thing off.
Why are you calling me?
I just thought it'd be funny. Like, I'm a tenant in the park, but I don't want to tell you who I actually am. I just wanted to pull over a good one on you.
No, that's not okay. That's not even funny, and it's not.
Well, it's not as bad as doing something that would be a $10,000 fine. You got to admit that.
I don't even think it's very funny.
I know. You wouldn't. What about the guy next to you? Does he think it's funny?
No, because... No, he does not think it's funny either.
Are you sure? Can I ask him?
Yes. No, you cannot talk to him. This is my cell phone you called.
I know, but just let him use it. Don't be such a greedy person with your cell phone.
So, why are you calling my park? I have better things to do than deal with somebody moving a trailer that doesn't live in my park.
But I didn't move a trailer.
Because you called me last night at 9:30.
What?
Prank calling me also.
No, I didn't. Wait, no, I didn't prank call you last night. What happened last night?
Oh, yeah, you did, because Roy called me last night, too.
What? There's no way. What did Roy say last night? There's someone impersonating me now. I'm concerned about this.
Well, you should be, because now I'm irritated.
Oh, don't be irritated.
Please don't call my number. Don't call my number and prank call me.
This is gonna
I have other things I got to do.
This
Thank
is
you.
Gonna make your... Okay, what the hell, freak show? Why is there a Roy calling her last night, prank calling her? Were you calling her already? Are you stealing numbers from my list, freak show? What the hell? Man, that was intense. She was in the car, driving around, looking for the trailer. Shit was getting crazy. But I definitely did not call her last night. I didn't call anyone last night. So how is there a Roy prank calling her last night? Was she just making that up? What the hell, freak show? I need an explanation. This is gonna drive me crazy. I think that's going to be the call that I end today's show on, because I've been doing this for an hour and a half now. The recording is an hour and a half. I know it's going to be much shorter for you guys, because I have to now do an hour and a half worth of editing and get rid of all the boring stuff out of this file. And I'm not going to get a show out today if I keep going. But I do have more numbers here that hopefully Freak Show hasn't pranked already. What, are you just warming them up for me, Freak Show? Breaking them in? How did she get a prank call last night? What the hell? Thanks for the list, though. That was a lot of fun. We tricked some people a good one today. Also, of course, thank you, Steve, for the first prank I did today.
Hey, Roy, it's Alex. First time calling, long time listener. I found a payphone. Decided to call you.
Wow.
I'll see ya.
Whoa. That was loud. I had to turn his volume way up because I couldn't hear anything except for the hang-up noise.
Hey, Brad, this is Alex again.
Hey.
I called you from a payphone in Las Vegas trying to test the quality of it.
Sounded terrible.
I'll talk to you.
But I could understand it at least. It was just kind of quiet.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson. So we all know that you're the best prank caller, right?
It's true.
You got good ideas. You're good on your feet.
I just steal ideas.
You know,
in the chat room.
You're able to like, filter through people's ideas really well. You're very good at editing the shows.
Why, thank you.
Et cetera, et cetera. And that's why you're my favorite prank caller. You're pretty much everybody's favorite prank caller because
you're the only one that's
actually making a living off of the prank calls, right?
Terrible.
And then, you know, in second place, it's hard to say, but, you know, Carlito, Mistress Morgan, actually, from the little few calls I've heard.
Yeah, I guess.
Jihad. You know, you guys are like...
No, wait till you see Jihad's new stuff.
You know,
it's pretty amazing.
Have regular shows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then down the list, you know, then you got all the other, you know, Prank Call Nation people or former Prank Call Nation people. I've heard some here and there that are all right. And then down the list, you got, like, people like Dwight. He just kind of swears at people.
Oh, come on.
That's really
Dwight's
funny.
Awesome.
Or that, like, that British guy.
I love Dwight.
It's just sort of obnoxious and unbelievable.
I always listen to Dwight.
Down the list, I have to say dead last would be Matt. What the hell? What's wrong with Laugh Track Matt?
Yeah, Laugh Track Matt.
I just want to ask that question. That's my question, Brad. What's wrong with that?
He just drinks a lot. That's
what's
all.
What's going on there?
Nothing wrong with Matt.
Do I need to say anymore? No.
Right. He's Matt fucking Hillock. I was on Matt's show yesterday, in fact. We had a lot of fun. We called some Planet Fitnesses and got them to set off the lunk alarm. It was a very sad-sounding lunk alarm, and the girl was not happy when she found out it was a joke. Kind of like that girl at the trailer park today when she found out it was a joke. She's like, wow, this is bullshit. Who would do this? So if anyone wants to listen to Laugh Track Matt, he's on prankcallnation.com. I assume his show archives are up there somewhere. I think. I always listen to him live.
Hey, Brad. This is Dr. Och.
Hey.
I was looking at some archived newspapers. The story caught my eye.
Uh-oh.
Started reading through it, and it was hilarious. It was about prank phone calls.
Whoa.
For example, when a customer complained about a store's remodel and moving of a Starbucks kiosk to the back of the store, the plaintiff suggested the customer could stand to lose a few extra pounds with the extra walk. In another call, he spoke to a customer who had complained that the meat advertised was never available for sale in the store. He assured the customers that the meats are in the back, but only for really good customers.
That's right.
I was cracking up reading it.
That's how it works.
I was going to tell you about it. Then I realized the story was about you, you fucking hobo.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I sure think so.
Catch you later.
All that restitution that I'm paying is especially hilarious.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Multiple time caller from calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that you have a really great year going so far with the Snowplow Show.
Why, thank
and
you.
The other podcasts. So I really appreciate that. You know, I've been doing my part and buying your stuff and encouraging you, enabling you, and to being a delinquent and everything.
Yep. You're an enabler.
So
good job.
You know, I'm glad I'm doing my part. I mean, only real complaint I gotta say is that guy Heinrich. He makes some pretty bad songs. I just gotta say, and they take up like 8 minutes or whatever.
Oh, come on.
And they're basically just
today's song was amazing. I loved Heinrich's song today.
You say over some dumb, you know, beat from FL Studio or something. So I don't know.
I
think
love
he made like
stuff.
A couple of good ones at some point.
And they're not 8 minutes.
Like the one where he remixed
like
the 7-Eleven guy was pretty hilarious. But the other one, like, I don't know, most of them, like the vast majority of them are like pretty much crap, and like there's probably a reason he doesn't do it professionally.
I hear that, Heinrich.
Sorry, Heinrich.
Take that.
I mean, if you can take this voicemail and turn it into like a good song, that would be kind of funny. Like,
do that.
A voicemail dissing you to a song. I guess rappers would do that. Anyway, but that said, either, you know, demand higher quality or just, you know, call him out as the hobo that he is. All right, Cactus. Love you, Brad. Bye.
Actually, don't take his voicemail and turn it into an awesome song, because he doesn't deserve it. He's being kind of a dick. I love all of Heinrich's stuff. I wouldn't play it if I didn't like it. By the way, today's song was not by Heinrich, the one after the intro. He hasn't sent me anything in a while, so I was just pretending.
Oh, it's rain, it's snowing, the old man is snoring. He wet the bed, then bumped his head and didn't wake up in the morning.
Wow, that's fucked up. Thanks for that, Corbin guy. All right, bye, Corbin guy.
Hey, Brad, I had a question. Amy's cell phone company charges her $10.50 per month for 200 minutes of use and 15 cents for each additional minute. Last month, her phone bill was $55.50. How many additional minutes was she charged for?
Right, I don't know. I'm not going to do math. Fuck that shit. The listeners can figure it out. I dropped out of high school to avoid this shit.
Hey, Brad, it's Jack Heliquin. I've been drinking, so heads up on that. I just want to say I'm so happy that you exist.
Because,
yeah, you guys are awesome. I fucking love you guys. Listen to you like a thousand times
I'm somewhat
times
happy
a day.
That you exist,
you know,
Jack.
But, yeah, I'm up to date with everything. Went back and listened to all the old stuff for the past few years.
I heard you like Carlito more than me now, so whatever.
I'm not constantly, if there's nothing new, I'll go back and listen to old stuff. So, yeah, you kick ass, keep doing what you
do. That and Carlito.
It's cool that you now officially do this as, like, for a living. Have you ever thought in your life that you would ever be making prank calls, like, as a job, pretty much? That's pretty dope.
I never thought that.
Pretty fucking awesome.
My second grade self would be so proud of me today.
You know, well, like, for a living. I'm a freaking technician, and it sucks. Make good money, though, but it sucks, man. I don't want to do that. I want to be a clown. I want to be a clown for a living.
Technician sounds awesome.
Anyways, I usually have points to these calls, but I've been drinking. So I just want to say keep up the good work.
Is that why this is 2 minutes long?
I listen to you all the time. I'm saying guys, so I'm counting my Carlito and them. I listen to them, you know, but I listen to them when there's no snowplow show. even though I love you all.
There's always snowplow shows. The one every day lately.
By the way, I'm
hobo shows at least.
Stacy, she's missing. Like, she just does not exist on the internet anymore. You need
sure
to get a hold of her. I'm like, hey, you crazy.
She's on the Twitters. She's always on the Twitters.
Calls. That'd be cool.
She talks way too much on the Twitters now instead of on my show.
Everything you guys do together is good. I'm drunk. I'm going to go hit on that chick from Las Vegas, because last time I was drunk, I hit on her, and I found out a bunch of cool shit she's into.
Yeah.
So wish me
do
luck,
that.
Man. Peace out. Love the show. Cactus,
good luck.
Cactus, Mildred Monday's coming back.
All right. Okay, there he goes. Finally. Holy shit, a minute 49. Why did I play all of that? Because it's Jack Heliquin, that's why. Why wouldn't I play his voicemail?
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
King Richard and I just got done throwing Go Cups out the window.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have a joke for you.
I can't wait.
What do you get when you cross a pig and a cactus?
I don't know.
A porcupine. Okay. Bye.
I like your giggling that you did after that, your snickering at your own joke. I can tell you really liked that one. By the way, everyone, Olga has her very own Patreon now. Everyone should go look at it. It's located at patreon.com/OlgaDrawsDragons. Why wouldn't you support that? If you want dragon drawings, then that's the place to go. I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Hey, Brad, it's Lynn. This time calling from a payphone in Moline, Illinois.
Hey, Linda.
Have you ever tried to call into a payphone in a prison? Or maybe have you ever called from a payphone in prison? Anyways, love the show. Keep up the good work.
I've called from a payphone in a county jail and in a city jail. Never in a prison, though. That reminds me. Let's see if I can call your payphone. Ah, okay. Nope, just a computer tone, of course.
Hi, Brad. It's Max Power. So
hello.
I just have a really interesting question here. What is the origin of the Snowplow Show? Like, where did you get the name?
That's
an
interesting
really
question.
Curious, and I'm sure some of the other new listeners are curious about that as well. If you could go ahead and elaborate that, that would be very appreciated.
Okay.
Thanks, as always, Cactus Cactus.
I think I owe everyone on this show an explanation for that at least once a year. I am pasting a link right now in the show notes, which says Toothpaste for Dinner is the origin of this show's name. There's an old comic strip from September of 2010. It's a comic called Toothpaste for Dinner, which is an awesome comic. Everyone should be reading that. And this comic is just a picture of a bulletin board with little tabs that you rip off. And it says, for sale, snowplow works good, should rhyme but doesn't. Also available, enough dough, freak steak. It's not as funny as comic ever, but I thought it was funny that snow and plow didn't rhyme. So either me, or maybe it was Stacy, or maybe it was Tombstone, I can't remember. But one of us had the idea to start calling up snowplow people on Craigslist. People that were offering their snowplow services. And we would call them up and ask them why snow and plow doesn't rhyme. That's it. That's the origin. I think I said back then, if I ever start up a new show, it's going to be called The Snowplow Show. And guess what? I did it. So that's the origin. I just think it's a funny, weird, random name that doesn't make any sense. I am still pretty happy with the name that I've chosen for a prank call show.
Breaking news. Jen is rebuilding thisisarecording.com.
Oh, shit.
I'm pretty happy.
I knew it would happen.
I messed up your old TNI machine system, my bummer. I bet your listeners would love to, you know, hack your answering machines, talk to themselves on the phone bridge.
Yeah, I'm
and,
still
you know,
working
call
on
at
it.
The end to ask what his favorite color is at 12 o'clock at the fucking midnight, damn it.
Yeah, I'll get that stuff set up again soon and all working just like it used to be. I miss the whole answering machine hacking thing. I miss getting woke up in the middle of the night by mechanical answering machines clicking. That was the best.
Hey, Roy. I just listened to the Two Trailer Park Girls Go Round the Outside episode 444.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was hilarious how you called up that landlady or whatever, you were building a fucking fence around the trailer or whatever.
She didn't
I thought
like
that was fucking hilarious. And then she puts down the phone, and then you call her back, or you play the dial tone sounds, and we're like, oh, I think they're building a fence outside Alberto and his nephew Roy. That was so hilarious. Please save that one and put it like clip it and put it like as a special episode or whatever on
oldlosers.com
or something.
I promise.
I thought that was hilarious. Save
someday.
That one. Put it separate so I don't have to go back and find it. That's hilarious. Thank you. Bye, Roy.
I'll probably get that done around 2021 or so. Right now, I'm still on 2015 of getting old shows cut up. Somebody sent me a YouTube video. I haven't watched it yet, but it looks like it was Zachary. He did this a while back, and I just haven't got around to playing it yet. It's been sitting in my show notes forever. But he sent me a video explaining why landlines hang up the way they do. Like, why am I able to just sit there and wait on the line for them to pick their phone back up? And I don't know if I want to play this or not. Let's turn it on and see what
Brace
this
yourselves.
Is.
Brace yourselves. We're about to get into some serious detail
oh,
about
this
telephone
guy.
Systems.
I like this
I'm
guy.
I'm at the Museum of Communications.
It's Tom Scott, everyone.
A question. In old Hollywood films, when someone is on a phone call and they get hung up on, why did they hear a dial tone?
Well, you can stick your well-laid plan up your well-laid ass.
Supervision is the word that describes how a telephone switch knows whether the calling and called parties are on hook or off hook.
Supervision,
you
guys.
When you end the call and hang up, the equipment receives that on hook signal, and anything that was in service at that time disconnects and goes back to its normal state. So you end up with dead air.
Now, the reason that a sound director would use a dial tone instead of just nothing is kind of obvious, right? It's to make it clear that the other side is hung up. Yes. That's certainly what lots of people argue online, except they could just do that using one short sound effect, and sometimes they do.
Good luck.
It turns out there's another reason.
I need
back
to get that
days,
sound effect.
Celluloid film. Southern California is one of the few places in America with independent telephone companies, not part of the giant Bell monopoly that handled the rest of the country.
Well, behind us is a step-by-step system, and it's a relative of...
Yeah, I don't want to sit here and listen to this whole thing, because like, I think the audio version of this is kind of boring. It's only 3 minutes long, so I'm going to put a link to this in the show notes. If you would like to find out why landlines do the things they do... Somebody just emailed me the other day asking why that works, what the dial tone trick is. That's just something that's always existed on landline telephones. And landline telephones, they basically work the same way today as they worked 30 or 40 or 50 years ago. It's all run by different voltages on the line that signify ringing or dial tones or somebody talking on the line. If that makes sense, I don't know. I'm terrible at explaining things. I don't think I really even understand myself. But really, they need to just dismantle the entire landline network. Who needs them anymore? Everyone should get internet phones. This is stupid that this still works.
Hey, it is 2:16 a.m., and I just have a question for you today.
Okay.
Dude, Henrik, I gave myself a fucking,
Oh, here we go again.
Things. The song, that's what I'm fucking tired. Why, I mean... There's a lot of his tracks that I really want to access, but like I'm a hobo and I can't afford $1 a month.
Oh, okay.
It's just not one of those.
Oh, you want me to send them to you?
I just wanted to say on air that I love his stuff. I wish it was more available.
And there you go, Henrik. See, somebody hates your stuff, and then this guy loves your stuff. It all balances out.
I hope you're having a great day. You have yourself a fantastic rest of your day.
Thanks,
you
too.
On top of a good day that I just wished to you. And bye.
Bye.
Cactus, cactus.
So, Henrik, you should make all of your stuff available for free. Because this guy can't afford a dollar. I mean, come on, just pay $1 and download all of his stuff and then cancel your Patreon thing. People do that to me all the time. They just pay their $5, get all of my stuff, and then cancel. It's the American way. Everyone should do that.
Hey, Roy, it's Casey. My suggestion on your trailer calls, instead of trying to BS a tenant name, just say that you're a contractor and BS the name on the work order. That way, when you inevitably get the renter's name wrong, you can say, my bad, I dug up the basement for the wrong house. Basically, the excuse True Green gave me when they killed all my grass. Remember, for all you listeners, become a Patreon at patreon.com/XYZTWA. Bye. Yep.
That's the PLA Patreon page. And our secondary one is at patreon.com/almosthenrik. That's the best one. I would donate to both of those. It looks like that's the last of the voicemails, and that's the end of today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, for supporting the show on the Patreon at patreon.com/xyzqwa/patreon.com/almosthenrik/patreon.com/olga-draws-dragons. Oh my god, everyone has a Patreon now. It's crazy. I almost forgot to mention the Kickstarter today. It's up to $1,400. Thanks, everybody, for supporting it. It looks like 76 people are now supporting the coin, the 2018 coin that is definitely happening this year. Thanks to you guys. There is 25 days to go on it, and you can find a link to it in the show notes, or just go to kickstarter.com and search for Phone Losers of America. Only $10, and you get a coin. Everybody should be doing this. I'm going to end today's show with the same song that we began with. This is the brand new song by Reefer Badness. I think it's called the PLA 2018 rap song thing. That's what it's called. Be sure to visit the Bandcamp for this. It's linked in the show notes at snowplowshow.com.
What the fuck is this?
R-E-E-F-E-R Badness. We be touching tones, calling phones. We rip from Craigslist. Systematic prank machine. It's never been better than this. Feeling fine, dial your line. You don't know what the facts is. Running strong for 20 years. Cactus. Cactus. This ain't a game, playing on these phones. Roy gets a little boner every time he hears the dial tone. Just like when I see there's a brand new upload. We eat, sleep, and listen to the Snowplow Show.
Phonelosers.org.
Cactus. My name is Sensei Doug, I happen to know Tai Chi. See you giving snake eyes and we're gonna have a disagreement. Call you morning, night, or evening. If we hack your voicemail, we call it an achievement. If you laugh, try your best to conceal it. When the number's disconnected, we know it's a bereavement.
This person is dead.
Shit.
Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA. PLA.
Cactus.
Old man story mode.
Cactus. Cactus. Hi, my name is Roy, I'm calling from the corporate office. Sorry that you're busy, but the problem we got is the server's gone wrong. Your sales don't exist. We're gonna need you to go out back.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yes, find the breaker box. One by one we need them switches all flicked off. It's normal if the lights go out in and around the shop. Keep on flicking switches till the phone cuts off. Plunge into darkness, we are the master artists. The tills will start and the funny part is I can hear us laughing, but still make sure they power down every switch in this bitch. Cause a mass confusion for every single department. PLA make it every mark, open the fuse compartment.
Boy, you got some balls, mister.
Sir, sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Snowplow Show. Cactus. Cactus. R-E-E-F-E-R. Badness.
You've sold the blueprints of my house to the Chinese government?